story we need to hear from Dr. Tony Smith. You do know this if you don't regularly listen. He is a doctor of basketball.
Oh. Yeah, I was about to say, you guys have a doctor on your
he
show,
is
too?
A doctor of basketball
No, I'm more of a doctor of injuries.
The man has been the old man has been injured so much. He
still
hides
injured.
It, does it, still injured. He's always hurt.
Right.
And he has an analysis of basketball injuries that's way above everyone else because he's lived it.
I'm always hurt.
Homer well,
always
makes
stuff
always
up.
Hurt. I don't know
Gabe,
that you're
what do you always do? You got something that
always
you always
plays
do?
Golf.
Yeah, I always play golf. I played golf yesterday.
I tried it.
I didn't
Come
say
on.
You were always injured.
You just said that.
No, you're now, but
he said he's always injured.
But now I didn't say that
back,
before.
Pebble.
It was not about today. I mean, in general, I just thought you were doctor of basketball because you've experienced
these
injuries.
Oh, because I had so many injuries.
Playing.
Yes.
And so when something happens to a player.
Yep, I probably had this injury, too.
Right, you being hurt now
the
is
back
a separate thing.
Contusion.
Is that what
AKA
they're saying?
AKA bruise.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah,
to me.
I thought he bruised his tailbone.
That's what I thought. And when you bruise your tailbone, you don't have to be a basketball player.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
Yeah.
It hurts for a long time.
Yeah.
But you can still generally do what you do.
No, you can do what you do. You can sit here and talk radio.
No.
You can't go out there and play NBA playoff basketball.
You can't.
Not with a bruised tailbone.
Okay, so how long before you can play?
But they're saying a bruised back, so now this
but
is
wait,
a little...
let's back to the bruised tailbone. Bruised tailbone.
Bruised tailbone's brutal.
How long can you not play?
I mean, I don't know. That
weeks?
It didn't look like he had a bruised tailbone, though.
But again, weeks?
When he went down, that's what I thought.
Correct.
Okay, but then I saw him walking around. He didn't have a bruised tailbone.
Oh, okay.
Because he couldn't move that. He couldn't move as well as he did, especially initially. That thing's going to lock you up. Your muscles are going to grab. And it's going to lock you up. So he didn't look too locked up.
So that was a good sign for you.
That was a good sign. But problem is, like, that thing's, like, a bruise ain't going to get better.
I don't know.
It's
going to
get worse.
You. You're the doctor of basketball.
No, that thing's going to bleed out, and it's going to get bad the day after. So probably today he's probably feeling worse. He's probably stiffer. Now, granted, they got the best treatment in the world, but still, your body's going to heal when it heals.
So what was your first thought when you determined it wasn't a tailbone, it was something else, as to whether he could play Wednesday or do you even care about Wednesday? You were already looking ahead to Saturday.
I was thinking that there's a possibility with a couple days off. I'm like, it is Giannis. What he came back from something that hyper knee extension?
Yeah, his recovery is pretty quick.
Yeah, that thing,
quick.
I was like, what the heck was this dude doing back? Yeah, and he looked good. So I'm never going to say never with Giannis because I don't know how bad it was. Like I said, I know it hurt initially. It looked like it hurt. I'm just wondering what he bruised because the back is very sensitive, and it could go at any moment on you if it's really hurt like that. It's sensitive. I mean, I've thrown my back out just bending over tying my shoes before. So I don't know. I got to see what's wrong with him.
But I don't know that he's had that before.
I don't think he has before. But
is that a good thing? My
injury started with my back in practice. I got tangled up with Kurt Rambis, of all people. We know how wild he is, right?
Yeah.
He runs into me. I'm tangled up with him. Suddenly, I got something. My lower back's like, oh, I'm like, what is
and
that?
And you had never had that before?
Never had it before. So, but I go through practice. I'm like, kind of making it through. Then I go get checked out. And they're like, oh, yeah, you got sciatic. You know, some sciatic issues on that right side over there.
And the next day
it
was worse.
Yeah, it got worse. So then I had to start getting some treatment on it, and I finally got it to go away enough where I could actually play.
How many days?
It wasn't fast.
What do you mean? How many days?
But the thing was, I could do certain stuff.
How many days?
I don't remember.
Well,
that's a long time ago, dude.
20.
Quit pressing me like
no,
I
because
got
everybody,
instant recall.
You understand? Nobody cares about you.
I
they just
get
want
it,
to do it.
I'm just telling you that
honest.
I don't know what the how All many right. days it was, but it wasn't quick. It wasn't
All
2 days. I can tell you that.
All right.
It wasn't 3 days. Yeah, it was more like a week of treatment.
All right, now that we've addressed this incredibly important issue,
but
we've
got to
introduce Gabe. Gabe is here.
I don't play like Giannis plays. Giannis plays absolutely downhill. The way he got the injury is the way he plays. He's
so
attacking the rim.
It will prevent him from doing.
He might not be able to do that.
More so than.
And he
you.
Might be reluctant to do it.
I don't think he can turn it off.
He can't. But,
I think he's more likely to re-injure himself than him not to do
right.
the things that he does when he plays.
When that pain hits.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
it,
now,
it over,
now
it trumps everything.
I want people to know that Gabe Neitzel is not here because he's also a doctor of basketball.
No.
He's here because he's going to raise money for the Mac Fund.
I am.
And so, I was going to get to it, but it couldn't be more important than the latest from Dr. Smith, the Mr. Doctor of Basketball on Giannis. So you did okay. All right, Gabe, take over.
So I am going to be joining every show here on ESPN Milwaukee throughout the course of the week, jumping over and helping out on WTMJ for a couple of interviews as well, because I am raising money for the Mac Fund. This is the fifth year I've participated in the Ringer event, which is the 100-hole event, which Homer initially got me involved in. They asked Homer to play in it 5 years ago, and Homer said, no, I'm too old. But Gabe will play, so I got involved.
He's good at volunteering people.
But he knew. Like,
That's
he
what
was,
he does.
But he knew 100% I wasn't going to say no. Like, he knew.
I've actually done this twice in my life, and these are the two instances. But I can't argue with Tony being upset, because it didn't work as well for him as it did for you.
No.
That's I've set a goal, a different goal for this year, and we're doing this as part of this ESPN Milwaukee Cares initiative. So it's going to be a week-long initiative where we're helping raise funds and raise awareness for the Mac Fund and the fight against childhood cancer. And all their money goes to research to come up with cures for all the different kinds of pediatric cancer, as only 4% of money that's raised in this goes to childhood cancer. So that's why what the Mac Fund does is so important. So I've also set a goal for myself of $13,100. Because last year, I made the comment on our show, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, that there's not enough money in the world to make me run a half marathon. Jen Latta then challenged me that if, you know, she raised enough money, could, you know, would I run a half marathon? I said yes. So that has been folded into this as well, which is why the goal is $13,100, because a half marathon is 13.1 miles.
Because the goal, I think, for each player is, what, $7,75?
$7,500, yeah, $7,500 is everybody's goal that they set when we start raising funds. And if you're able to, and every little bit counts, doesn't matter if it's a dollar, $5, $10, whatever you can donate, just text CARES to the text line, 800-990-3776, and a link will be sent right to your phone, and you can click on that link to donate in the fight against childhood cancer.
Yeah, you can also go
Homer's got a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. You can also go.
Might do, if Homer does the 13, I'll do the 1.
That just, you know what that means. That guarantees you won't do the 1. But, no, you can also go to the Mac Fund, and then they show you the Ringer, and then you get all the information there, too.
Yep, you absolutely can do that. I've got a couple of other things I've got going on throughout the course of this week. Starting tomorrow, maybe even tonight, but starting tomorrow for sure, if you happen to frequent X Golf in Brookfield, one of my favorite places to be all winter long. We are going to be having a raffle out there, thanks to the generosity of the X-Golf Brookfield team, where for $20, you'll get a raffle ticket, and whoever wins the raffle will get either a TaylorMade driver or putter.
Yeah, I'm in for 5 tickets there. I got to get over there.
What are you trying to get, the putter or the driver?
I don't know. I'll see. I don't care. I just want to win. So 5 raffle tickets.
I just want to win.
I want to win.
He don't want to help. He just wants to win.
Well, that's correct. I want something for my money.
And he wouldn't even
deal.
He wouldn't take the driver for himself. He would take, even though he's a left-handed player.
I'd get a right-handed driver, and it would be at an auction somewhere near you in the future.
Exactly.
That's right.
Because that's what Homer does whenever he wins.
Whenever I win. It ends up at another auction. Now, what else are you doing other than that? So I'm in for 5 tickets there.
Yep. So that's, I've got, I don't know
what
if I can
driver
really,
is that? I need a new driver.
All right.
It's the new Stealth 2.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stealth 2, or again, if you're looking for a putter, if you just happen to buy a driver already and maybe you're in the market for a new putter, we want to keep it as open as possible.
Here's how it works. If I win, then you make a donation of the proper amount to the charity that I suggest. Then randomly, you just somehow end up with a driver. Because, of course, it would not be legal for you to write off the entire amount, given that you got a driver in addition. You have to write off only above. Yeah, and of course, that's not the case with you, because you just make the donation, and I randomly show up at your house with the driver. You do have to agree to visit me in prison if they ever get mad at me.
I don't
want to
be like other former athletes and messing with charity money. I'm just going to go ahead and...
You aren't messing with charity money.
No, not going to do it.
Nope.
Tony doesn't even want to get in the gray area.
I don't hear your loopholes.
Sorry, I brought it up.
I'm just going to try to win the driver myself.
Okay.
Then I don't have any problems.
Okay, deal. Fine. All right, so what's the other
how much,
one?
How much are you for a raffle ticket?
$20 a ticket.
If you go to at GNitzel16, you can also check out a different one that I'm also doing. I don't know if I can mention that one on the air, because then we would have to like write contest rules and everything. So it's just being run through my Twitter page, so just check it out, at GNitzel16.
Gotcha. At GNitzel16. Yeah, I'm in.
So some great things going on.
Is yours $20 a ticket, too, or is it you can't say what it is?
Just go to at GNitzel16. Again, I'm like Tony. I don't want to operate in that gray area.
That's right.
Don't That's where you get close. In trouble.
Yeah,
that's
where you get your in trouble. Gray area, I understand, because they prevented me from even don't have win Homer's money.
Correct.
That got complicated. It was my own money. Fine. You win.
Just go stand on the street and give away your money.
You can't do that. Not if you work.
You can.
No, not at this station.
You don't have to talk about it. You just go do it.
Well, okay, I'm not doing that.
When it gets nice out, you can stand outside.
I did it as a contest during the show. It was great. If people
and you can't do it.
People picked the win,
rules,
exact
man.
Winning score, then you won the money.
Hey, follow the rules, bro.
There were no rules
It was the Wild West back then. There were no rules.
And then when they started rules.
Yeah, then that went away. And
who blew it?
That's what I want to know. This. What?
Who blew it?
Oh, Cleveland.
Somebody blew it.
ESPN Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they got in trouble, or something happened.
Yeah, something happened where they got in trouble, so then
we overreacted.
Everybody in Good Karma Brands then got more contest rules for everything we were doing.
Thanks, Cleveland.
So the X-Golf is the one in Brookfield, right?
X-Golf in Brookfield, yes. If you stop out there, again, start tomorrow for sure. Yeah, it's right by Capitol. 124th.
X-Golf AmFam? It's a lot closer to my house, kid.
Yeah, no, sorry. I mean,
you can give me the money, and I will go to X Golf in Brookfield and get you your ticket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, feel free to stop at X Golf American Family Field. Love Andy Barrett and the team over there, but this is just at X Golf.
I don't trust Homer with my ticket.
Oh,
Gabe, can you just?
Yeah, Gabe will take
my tickets.
If you give him $100, he'll get you 5 tickets.
I might get 10 tickets. I might get 200.
Oh yeah,
we can take care of you. We can do that.
Yeah. That's fine. You get. Fine, you deal with him. You think that offends me? You're just so difficult. It's just
Homer wants to win at all costs. I can't trust
you.
The guy.
That's fine. Good. Go with Gabe.
Man, I love you.
That's
I can't trust you though. Sorry.
I love you, but I can't trust you. That's
it's a fascinating relationship.
That's the word it is.
It's rough out on the streets, I tell you.
But I'll take all of that because. People that listen to the show have greater insight into the injuries of basketball players, and that's about
how.
For example, I am really excited. I'm the most positive person after the loss by the Bucks because I waited for you.
The most?
Yes, because Middleton is fine. Now, you may say
Middleton looks good.
But Middleton looks good means that if Giannis is good, let's go. Bring him on, because that's the biggest concern was Middleton's health.
Yep.
And, you know, it's disappointing that he played as well as he did and they still lost, but that's all minor. If Middleton's as good as he looked, that's great news for the Bucks. Now we have to get your input on Giannis. And you gave us some.
I gave you some.
Right.
We got to go to break. I'll give you more later.
Well, no, but I'm thinking with what you said about Giannis, I'm expecting the Bucks to win. No, they're going to win the series.
Oh, okay.
You told me Giannis was going to be out, they could lose the series.
I'm not ready to go there yet.
I know you're not.
I think they can win the series without him, though.
Without him playing at all the rest of the series.
Yeah, Tyler Herro's out. So that's a prop to me, even bigger blow to them because they don't have a lot of offense. They're a defensive team.
Right.
The one guy who can get buckets on their team
is
besides Jimmy Butler
is him.
Now they got it's all Jimmy. Well, Bam Adebayo is not a high volume guy. He ain't gonna all of a sudden take 25 shots. That ain't just what he does.
Probably
Plus
right.
Plus he's got Brooke Lopez guarding him.
In order to beat the Bucks, they have to hit a ton of threes like they did yesterday.
They did.
And they're a bad three-point shooting team.
Right.
And their best guy
best
at shooting threes is
It's hard to believe they can do that 4 times.
They don't have to do it 4 times. Duncan Robinson hasn't played.
They did it once. Duncan only Robinson. Had to do it 3 more times. They got one.
That's fair. Yes.
Yeah, I can't see it happen. The Bucks could beat them without him with Giannis.
Yes.
They could. Miami has to continue to play like that offensively, which that's not their game.
Correct. Jason Wilde next.